ప్రేమస్వరూపులారు,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విదిన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. And the birthday month has begun. Today is November 5th, 2020. And yes, the birthday month is different in this year than the early years, than the years that we have seen in so many years and decades. But this birthday, perhaps, is a birthday where you have to go within in a way that you have never before done. I think the 95th birthday of Bhagwan, Swami willed it in a manner wherein it becomes a landmark birthday in our lives, in our spiritual journey, wherein without spending a rupee, without spending a dollar, without going out just by sitting at home and contemplating on Him, because we do not have any other arrangements, preparations to be done, we have more time to contemplate. We have more time to ask, Swami, if you have willed that your 95th birthday is going to be in this manner, what is the quantum leap in my journey towards you that I should be striving for? The 95th birthday of the avatar should lead to a change in our life that we have not been able to do for many, many years. There are many things in our life that we want to do. We try, we fail, we try, we have failed. Maybe this is that moment when we just decide, I cannot postpone this any further. I have all the time in the world. I have all the energy I need. I don't need big material resources for this. It is time now to rise up to His expectations. So in some ways, Bhagwan wanted the 95th birthday to be a grand affair internally in our dearness and closeness to Bhagwan. Let us make best use of this chance. We don't know if we'll get such a chance again. If we can bolster our inner self in a manner we have not been able to do, even though we always wanted to do for very long, that will become a fantastic foundation for us to move on to higher levels. By 96th birthday, we would be an absolutely different person. And if Swami wills, the 96th birthday probably will be a grand affair internally and externally. I remember how on birthday occasions Bhagavan used to organize this huge Narayan Sevas. In fact, there is no celebration of Bhagavan where there is no giving that happens. Every celebration of Bhagavan is just a festival of giving. It is a festival of Him pouring His love in so many ways. And birthday occasions are those festivals when you just have this festival of Bhagavan showering His love on everyone. We used to have this big Narayan Seva being conducted in the Hillview Stadium. It would happen before the birthday or sometimes on 18th or 17th, and Swami would personally serve the Narayanas. He would start the Narayan Seva distribution by Himself serving the needy. He would come and inspect all the food, He would inspect the arrangements, He would go many times before the Narayan Seva to the ground to see if everything is being done for the convenience of the poor and needy who will come to partake the birthday prasadam. And that was a beautiful chance for the students, for the sevadals, to make their own little offering of seva to Bhagwan on His birthday. Of course, the Narayan Seva acquired a different dimension when Swami asked the boys to go to the villages during Dasara, and for 10 days be on the roads and visit every hamlet in and around Puttaparthi and serve them Bhagavan's prasadam. The Narayan Seva even now continues to happen during the Aradhana Mahotsavam day. Bhagavan's heart was always for these people who have no one to go to, nowhere to go to. I think there is nothing that gave Bhagavan greater joy than being of help to those who are disadvantaged. I was reading old accounts of devotees from the times of 40s, and I came across this interesting little story in this series Satyam Shivam Sundaram in Outside Inside Deep Inside. It has been my joy to share with you instances from Bhagavan's life from the early years. I thought I will focus on 1950, 51, 52, 53, 54, those first 5 years of the 50s decade. But as I unearth these stories, I also come across very beautiful instances that happened prior to the 50s. And I feel you should not be deprived of these lovely tales. A few which have been documented by devotees of that era. One day Bhagavan took devotees and went to Chitravati River, as He would often do in the 40s and the 50s. Bhagavan would tell them stories from the Puranas, from the scriptures, and every now and then He would do some leela or the other. He would bring out from the sands a statue or a sweet or a savory, and always it was message along with beautiful instances of manifestations. And one day, as Bhagwan was spending time with the devotees on the sands, there was one devotee who was very sad. He looked really unhappy, And Bhagwan asked him, what is his problem? And the man said, Swami, I have a very big family to maintain and my earning is very little. I am the only earning member in the family, so I am really finding it very difficult to make ends meet. And he says, Swami, I am so happy that I am with you today, but tomorrow I will have to go back home. And once I go home, I will see my children who are going hungry. I am not able to provide for them. And that pains me so much, Swami. So Bhagwan asked him, okay, tell me how much money you need. So the person said, Swami, if I have 3,000 rupees, then I can buy a cart and a pair of bullocks. Then I will work hard and I will be able to feed my family. This happened in the 40s. So 3,000 rupees in the 40s is pretty big amount. But he said, Swami, if somehow I can get this much money, then I will have wherewithal to work on a land, get a good occupation and provide for my family with a steady income. So when he said, Swami, I want 3,000 rupees, Swami said, that is all? That is all you want? And Swami, in that instant, from the sands, he just took out 3,000 rupees and gave it to the man. And the man was happy beyond words. And after a few months, he came back to Puttaparthi. He came back during the Sankranti festival, January. And he was in such a happy mood. His new cart was loaded with sugar cane, sweets and sugar. He came to Puttaparthi in all joy. And when Bhagwan saw him, Swami said, you go around Puttaparthi and you distribute everything that you have got among the children of Puttaparthi. The man came happy with his new cart, so happy that he was able to now earn, and he wanted to offer to Swami sweets and sugar cane. Swami will go and give it to all the children of Puttaparthi. That is what Swami does to our lives, isn't it? You go to him, if you want anything material, he will just give it. That's all. Swami said, you want 3,000 rupees, that's all you want. That is nothing. If you ask God for material things, that is nothing for God to give. And you come back. The good thing about the person is he didn't forget. Generally people forget. You get so busy with your life. Now once you get 3,000 rupees and you have a cart and you started earning, now you say, I cannot take leave. No, I have to first do this. Now I have to make my own house and things. Well, just start one after another and you don't have time to even think and come and express gratitude. But this person was not like that. In just few months he came back and he wanted to offer his gratitude to Swami. And he got all the sweets and Swami said, I don't need, does God need anything that we want to offer at any point in time? Swami will take, and Swami, if he takes, he will just distribute. And Swami said, I don't need you, go and distribute it to the children. That is what makes Swami happy. If you can make others, if the children are happy eating whatever you give, that is what, and we have seen that any number of times how Bhagwan would distribute sweets and distribute so many things to the students, to the little ones of primary school, and Swami would just be so happy to see them enjoy those little gifts. And for Bhagwan, every instance, every interaction, every occasion, every second that he spent, he was telling us how we should lead our lives. You can ask God. God will give you anything you want. In fact, God will keep telling, that is all you want? He will fill your life with gifts you wouldn't have even imagined. It's our job to be grateful. Our job to share those gifts that Bhagwan gives us. That would be the way to celebrate Him in our lives. On another occasion during the Navaratri celebrations, Bhagwan was doing this distribution. In fact, during Navaratri, Swami used to feed and distribute blouse pieces, saris and dhotis to innumerable devotees and especially to the poor. One day devotees had cooked food in huge vessels and it was to feed the men and women who sit in never-ending batches from noon till late in the evening. And the feeding and the distribution of clothes would happen every year. And on such occasions, as I mentioned, Swami Himself would serve the food and He would sit and even eat in the company of these devotees. I'm talking about the early years, 40s and 50s. And it's like Swami would just sit with all of them. He's like the head of the family. And He would sit with all these devotees and He would also eat along with them. One particular year, it suddenly started raining heavily. And everyone was very worried what would happen because all this food that is cooked could get spoiled. They did not have enough arrangements to protect everything from rain. And when there were dark clouds looming large on the sky, everyone was so scared how this distribution will happen. And when Bhagwan saw these worried faces of the devotees, Swami just raised His hand and instantly, the rain, which was about to start, just stopped. The drizzle had just started and just stopped. And the distribution and feeding went on as usual. Any number of such instances happen in many times we don't even know what He has done. So many times, you know, when a celebration happens smoothly, we think we worked hard and we planned it well. And of course it is His grace that it went well. We have no idea of how many things God did behind the scenes of which we have no knowledge to make that thing happen. Anything could have gone wrong. There were 100 obstacles that could have come up. Simple thing like somebody falling sick to somebody getting injured to suddenly some disruption happening in the locality. Anything can happen. Bhagwan, on very rare occasions, we actually are completely aware of what has happened, how He has protected us. Invisibly, He continues to do so much. When we have a good thought, when we have a sacred idea to do something in line with our conscience. In fact, Chitravati River in Puttaparthi used to be subject to sudden floods. The river rises in the Nandi Hills in Karnataka and heavy rains in the region in Mysore state would many times bring many feet deep water along the banks for many miles. In fact, Prashantinilayam was built on an eminence to avoid these periodic floods which at times would invade the old temple and the old mandir, the kitchens and the surrounding area. And there were so many occasions when Swami would just stand on the edge of the water and Swami would say, go back. This is enough, go back. And the rising waters always obeyed. That is how in those days, conspicuously you could see Swami protecting people who are doing good people who have come, leaving all their worldly attachments and worries to spend time with God and bask in His love. And Swami was there to protect them. In those days, you could actually see all these. You could see Swami raise the hand and stop the waters. You could listen to Swami say, "Hey, this is enough, go back," and the waters obeyed. Bhagwan always did these, but with rising crowds, we were probably not in the vicinity of Bhagwan to witness all this. But Bhagwan has always been protecting, especially when you are serving the poor, when you are trying to do something for those who have no one. Bhagwan is always there to ensure that your pure will finds manifestation, because He loves those who are filled with pure love, because He Himself is the ocean of pure love. हे करुणानिधे साई राम साई राम साई राम प्रभु जी साई राम साई राम साई राम सच ब्यूटिफुल वेज टू एडोर द डिवाइन. इनफैक्ट एज यू रीड दीज ब्यूटिफुल लीलास फ्रॉम द अर्ली टाइम्स देर आर जस्ट अ हैंडफुल ऑफ बुक्स which have documentation of the times in the 40s and 50s. I'm sharing many things from the book The Divine Leelas of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, written by Srimati Nagamani Purnaya. She talks about a royal family which had come to Puttaparthi, and this family, they were in Puttaparthi, and Swami told them to have lunch. Swami told them, you spread plantain leaves in the open yard and have your food. And because it was very hot, scorching hot, they thought, why should they sit in the sun? It would be better to sit in some shade and have their food. And they're all members of the royal family. And obviously, for them to adjust to Puttaparthi, where there were absolutely no comfort in the 40s and 50s, you know, India had just attained independence. You had no accommodation, nothing. And now Swami is saying, you sit under the sun, hot sun, and have food. So one of them just said, Swami, how will we sit under the sun? It is so hot. Swami said, so are you going to listen to me? When Bhagwan said like that, they just obeyed Swami, and they spread their leaves and they sat down to eat. And in a few minutes, Bhagwan came into that open yard, and Swami just looked at them and looked at the sky, and he just waved his hands towards the sky, and instantly clouds came from nowhere. Clouds gathered in the sky in the form of a huge umbrella. They covered the scorching sun completely. These people thought they will sit under the shade of a tree. Here, Bhagwan was creating a cosmic shade for them, a heavenly shade for them, so that they can eat their lunch in peace. The place became so cool. If you listen to Swami, He will go to any extent to make our life comfortable and cool. But we should stop our little minds and open our hearts to accept everything that He is asking us to do. And only in that area it became very cool and very calm. But beyond that place, the sun was shining as bright as before. And the interesting thing is, as soon as they finished their lunch, the clouds just moved away and the sun started shining again on the spot. It reminds us of how in Mahabharata, Lord Krishna had just waved his hand and suddenly there was sunset. The clouds covered the sun so much that they thought that the day has ended, and the conches were blown to mark the end of the day and end of the day's war. But suddenly again the clouds moved, and Krishna had enacted that drama to protect the Pandavas. And here, we don't know how many times Swami has done this. We listen to one or two such tales from the Mahabharata, from the times of Lord Krishna, but in the Satya Sai Avatar, any number of times Bhagwan has done these things just to provide that comfort, provide that convenience to devotees. But that happened only if you obey him. Srimati Nagmani Purnaya says, words do not suffice for me to describe the miracles of Swami, who can control nature at his will, and who can go to any extent for the convenience of his devotees. In fact, when the royal family was to return from Puttaparthi, they made a request to Swami that Swami also should accompany them. Swami said, okay. Swami readily agreed. But after Swami agreed, then they realized to their dismay that neither of their vehicles, neither the car nor the jeep had enough petrol. And in those days, it was not possible to procure petrol in Puttaparthi. And now they already told Swami to come, and Swami has agreed. And now they started wondering, how will they go? How to get petrol? And they were discussing ways to find a solution. And Swami just arrived there, and he smiled and said, it doesn't matter, you just pour water in the petrol tank, Swami said. And they thought Swami is just making fun of them. Fun, because they have not made these arrangements and they are inviting Swami. And Swami was really mocking at their carelessness. That's what they thought. And they didn't know how to react. Swami said, pour water. And they didn't do anything because they were really confused. Swami said, why don't you listen to me? Do what I ask you to do. They said, Swami, if you pour water in this machine, Swami, the machines would develop rust. They'll get spoiled, Swami. We cannot pour water in the machines. Swami said, you just do what I ask you to do. Don't worry, pour water. And when Bhagwan insisted, they did so. And of course, the vehicle started. And the journey was a beautiful one with Bhagwan in their company. Many times, when God asks us to do things, and we feel, no, Swami, how can, it seems so illogical, how can we do this? No, Swami, this completely beats reason. We cannot do this. It's how we don't know how we can do this. But all is needed is obedience, absolute obedience, complete acceptance of the instruction of the divine. If you take that leap of faith, then you will see leaps of grace filling you, and we will see life becoming a series of beautiful miracles. And that is what Bhagwan showed us in those years, and in the later years also, all through, and even now. We have to be alive, we have to do those experiments, we have to have that courage, we have to have that faith, we need to have that conviction, we need to have that determination to walk on the path of his instructions. He can do anything. He will do anything for the devotees, provided you are sincere. I'm reminded of Kamalamma, who was the sister of Subbamma. Subbamma and Kamalamma were the wives of Karnam. And Subbamma used to look after Bhagwan in the early childhood of Swami. It was Subbamma and Mother Ishwarama who looked after Bhagwan. And once in their house, there was a marriage. And since they were very poor and they could really make arrangements for a limited number of guests, they had planned to do their marriage in a very small way. But Subbamma wanted Bhagwan to come, so she had invited Swami. I mean, this was all in the 40s. Swami told, she told Swami, you should come and bless the couple. And Swami probably was in his 20s then. And she said, Swami, you should have lunch with us. And she had prepared food just sufficient for the limited number of invitees, because they cannot really afford to do a big wedding. And Swami came to the house at about 1:30 in the afternoon, and to their utter shock, Swami had brought with him about 100 devotees. And Srimati Nagamani Purnaya happened to be one of the guests that Swami had brought along. And that's the reason, that's how she knows about this incident. And the bride's mother there, she was terrified because she had cooked the food for only for the limited number of people. And they were just hoping if Swami comes, that is enough. But they had never imagined Swami will come and bring along with him 100 devotees, just like Durvasa, he brought with so many disciples. And they were completely shocked. And so the bride's mother was so worried. She didn't know how to show her face to all these guests. You know, it's a marriage occasion. They're all coming. You're supposed to feed them. And there's so little food available. She got so nervous, she went and hid herself behind the door. She did not know how to face the situation. And Swami went to her. Swami went behind the door, called her. Swami told, you don't worry, you spread the plantain leaves for everyone. You start serving the food, don't worry, don't worry. And she said, Swami, how can I serve so many people, Swami? I have cooked only so little food, Swami. We cannot serve. We don't have food, Swami, to serve hundreds of people. Swami simply smiled and said, you just start serving the food. Don't worry, don't worry. And still, she was so petrified. She spread the leaves and she started serving the food. And very half-heartedly she was serving to everyone. And as she was serving the food, Swami just came there. Swami touched the food. And Swami said, Akshayam, Akshayam, Akshayam. Akshayam means unlimited, unlimited. And Swami told, you serve everyone, don't worry. This food has become Akshayam. Akshaya means limited, that which is going to diminish. Akshayam is that which does not diminish. And then she started serving and she found as she was serving, food was only increasing. If she was giving out two spoons were getting added into that bowl. Just like Lord Krishna had given that Akshaya Patra to Draupadi. Here we know how Bhagavan has given this Akshayam, this boon of unlimited blessings to so many people. In fact, if you read Anita Sharanam Nastyan, if you read any of those early books, there are any number of such leelas. It's unending. The stories of Swami serving food unending is unending. That is how he has spent his life. That is how the Sri Sakti Sai Saga comprises of only this unbounded love of Bhagavan. In fact, there are so many devotees we know who were blessed with Bhagavan, with the Akshayam Vibhuti box. Once there was a devotee from the US who stayed with Bhagavan for a year, and before she was to leave for home, she told Swami, you please give me something which will help to cure people of illnesses. Swami laughed and Swami gave her a small box of vibhuti, box full of vibhuti. And Swami said, if you come across a sick person, if anyone who is not feeling well, if they come to you, you apply this vibhuti on their forehead. Also mix a little bit with water and ask them to take it. And then Swami said, their faith in this will cure them. And this devotee thought, okay, I don't know how many devotees I can serve with the vibhuti that Swami has given. And only later, as she started distributing, she realized that the vibhuti from the vibhuti box never ends. It never diminished in quantity. The more she gave, the fuller the box became. And I think that is how it is with God's love. The more you give God's love, the more God fills you with His love. The more you share, the more you care, the more you go out and help someone, God fills you with more resources, more energy, more joy, so that you can give out more. You do reach out more and you see how God is filling you with more than you can ever imagine. You think, I just spent 10 minutes to help this person with this little thing, but you don't know the cascading effect of that, how God rewards you. I think anyone who has done this with that sincerity has experienced the joy, the abundance of how God fills you with opportunities, with resources. But we should have that purity to engage in this dance of nobility. It was the pure desire, Swami, I want to help those who are sick. And Swami said, okay, unlimited grace. If you want to do a thing like this, I am there. No limitations. That is how the love of the Lord is. And that is how 86 years of Bhagwan on the planet was spent to show us this power of unlimited joy. It is so easy actually. You don't need huge resources. You only need that purity. You only need that will. You only need that goodness of heart. You only need to work from the space of the Atma within. Stop thinking with the mind. Stop thinking about your own body and comforts. Connect to the other person at the level of the Atma. And then the Atma Balam, the power of the Spirit, is unleashed to fill you with grace, unlimited manner. During one Krishna Janmashtami in those years, Bhagwan was in Madras at a devotee's house, and it was an auspicious day. Many devotees had come to have darshan of Bhagwan. They wanted to perform puja to Swami. And after these devotees left, the members of the devotee's family, they sat around Bhagwan, and Swami started talking to them. It became late in the night, 11 in the night. And as Bhagwan was talking, the devotees, all these family members, saw that suddenly Swami became very quiet. And Swami was lost in deep thought. And they wondered, why Bhagwan has become so quiet? Suddenly everything became very calm. So they thought maybe they should leave Swami alone, because Swami had just become very still and he had left the world. He was gone. So they thought it's best to leave him alone. And they were just leaving the room. Hardly had they gone outside the room when they suddenly heard Bhagwan's voice, and Swami said, "It has come, it has come." Swami exclaimed, "It has come, it has come." So they turned back to see who has come or what has come. And wonder of wonder, they saw a big glass bowl full of sweets, and it was on Swami's lap. And Swami said, "See, two Gandharvas, God's messengers from heaven, they brought this bowl of sweets." You know why? Because today is Krishna Janmashtami. Today is the birthday of Krishna, and the heavens are celebrating this holy day. And see, they have sent me sweets. And Swami then distributed the sweets to all the devotees. The fragrance and the taste of the sweets were beyond description. They were varieties of sweets, and they seemed to be made of ingredients which nobody was aware of. It was like everything was tasting so heavenly. And of course, Bhagwan was so gracious, Swami had kept some of the sweets for Srimati Nagmani Purnaya. because she was not there exactly on that night with Bhagwan. That night was only with the family members. Next day Swami gave it to Srimati Nagmani Purnaya and she says how delicious it was. And she was saying, more delicious than the sweet was this delicious Lord who was filling us with such fantastic leelas. And the same Sai Krishna, same Krishna came down as Sai Krishna. And if you see, it was the same leelas that were enacted different time, different ambience. The Lord is the same, the leelas are the same, the messages are the same. Just that the time period is different. The essence is the same. It is the same Amritam. The cups have become different. It is the same nectar that is being served by Bhagwan. Every birthday is a birthday that fills the devotee's heart with nectar. And any number of times we have seen how Bhagwan in those days demonstrated the divinity that is there in each one of the devotees. He demonstrated who he is. And he inspired everyone with those messages so that they can realize who they truly are. Bhagwan was once staying in the palace of Raja and the members of the royal family would worship Bhagwan with devotion. And on the day when Bhagwan was to leave them, Swami was to depart that day, they made Bhagwan sit on the throne. They said, Swami, we want to do Pada Puja, we want to worship your feet. So they applied kumkum, vermilion, to Bhagwan's feet and they wanted the imprint of Bhagwan's feet on a sacred cloth. They wanted to preserve that cloth. And so they requested Swami to stand on that cloth after they applied his feet with kumkum. And when they took out that cloth, after Bhagwan had stepped on the cloth, they found to their utter ecstasy that what was there on the cloth was the imprint of chakra and shankha, the insignias of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Chakra and shankha, the wheel and the conch, the mark of Vishnu. That's what they found in the imprint. They accepted that prasadam with utmost reverence and supplication at his lotus feet. It is that same Lord doing these fantastic leelas again and again, again and again. The same Lord who told Krishna, who told Arjuna that I am there, Yatrashi Vijayor Bhuti, Dhruva Niti Matir Mama, if I am there, victory is always yours. Why do you worry? Why are you afraid? Why are you giving any scope to doubt or fear? And here, you saw in so many ways Bhagwan was coming to the rescue of his devotees, filling the devotees with joy, taking care of these devotees and letting them know that he is there with them. The same Krishna, the same Rama is there now as Sai Rama, as Sai Krishna. And it is the same Lord who now is saying, why fear when I am here? Once a clerk of Princess Irani was sent to see off her friend who was going away by train. And this clerk was also sitting in the compartment and talking to this passenger who was supposed to leave. And he didn't realize that the train had started to move. He had just gone to drop him. But now, by the time he realized, the train had already picked up little speed. So it was risky for him to jump out, but he had to jump out. So he just tried to jump out. In this whole process, he missed the platform and he fell in between the train and the platform. And in panic, the person to whom he had come to drop, he saw this and he pulled the chain of the train. The train stopped and he ran down to the spot where this clerk had fallen to to see what was his state and, you know, what had happened to him. And to his utter amazement, he saw that this clerk just came out unhurt. Nothing had happened to him. He had seen him fall into that hole between the platform and the train, but he was just coming out of that. And so he said, how did you survive? He said, when I just fell, I saw Swami's hand holding me tight against the platform. He didn't allow me to fall down. I saw Swami's hand. Only when the wheels of the train stopped, that is when suddenly his hand disappeared. Why fear when I am here? This is what Swami said on the occasion of his 50th birthday. On the day, on the occasion when he inaugurated Prashantinilayam in 1950, not the 50th birthday, 1950, 25th birthday when Bhagwan gifted Prashantinilayam to the whole world, Swami, from the procession, Swami was throwing these coins, and as the coins were falling onto the hands of devotees, why fear when I am here was inscribed. In fact, Bhagwan was throwing petals from the flowers, and in midair these petals would transform into coins, and in the coins was written, why fear when I am here? That is the Lord that we have in our lives. If only we realize the value of the Amrita, the unbounded stream of grace that we are fortunate to be blessed with, we will never have anything to fear. And this birthday month can become that month when we take those leaps of faith to fill ourselves with conviction to walk on the path that he wants us to walk, and never give any scope to any doubt. Know that he is divine and strive to live in the feeling that we are divine, so that we unlock that power of divinity within us. It's a very beautiful poem that Srimati Nagamani Purnaya writes in the Divine Leelas of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. She says, to Sri Sathya Sai Baba I bow, who has no beginning, whose being has no ending, unto whom all beings bow, to that great Sai I bow. He who abides everywhere, he who is not found anywhere, to know whom all sages strove, to that great Sai I bow. On this day of his birth, greatly we rejoice in mirth, for whose blessings all seek now, to that great Sai I bow. He who came to earth before to relieve the world of furor, and again who has come now, to that great Sai I bow. Knowledge of whose being drives away ignorance, whose grace does salvation perpetuate, and whose abode is the only permanence, to that great Sathya Sai I bow, I prostrate. On one occasion, Srimati Nagamani Purnaya was about to do her puja. She was making preparations for the next day's puja. It was a Wednesday, and she every time did elaborate puja on a Thursday. And she saw that Bhagwan's photograph had some traces of soap nut powder, and so she took it to a photo frame shop and told the shopkeeper to have it cleaned and returned the photo the next day because she wanted to do her elaborate puja on the Thursday. Unfortunately, the shopkeeper failed in his promise and he was not able to fix it that day. And Srimati Nagamani Purnaya felt very sad for not having Swami's big photograph in its usual place during her Thursday puja, it felt very incomplete, because every Thursday she would look at that huge photograph of Swami and she would pour her heart out, and that day it was, that area was empty. She performed puja to a smaller photograph of Bhagwan instead, and she was so unhappy, so restless, and feeling so sad, because, you know, on one hand, she does not have this huge picture of Bhagwan, and also she was feeling very downcast because she had not had the opportunity to go to Prashantinilayam also for a few months. She had gone for Vaikuntha Ekadashi, and after that she had not had the opportunity to travel. So she was longing for Bhagwan's darshan, and now this Thursday she is not having this huge photograph also. And so in that whole sadness and in that mood of pining for his darshan, she started writing a letter to Swami, asking Swami, why you have kept me away for so long, why I have not been able to come. Swami, what is this today? Puja also, I am not able to do it with full love. I'm missing you so much, Swami. And she was just crying, and she was just praying to Swami, longing for his darshan, and suddenly the phone rings, and imagine who was on the other side. It was Swami himself. Swami himself was talking in his sweet voice, and Swami is telling Srimati Nagmani Purnaya, I have come to Whitefield. Do you want to come and see me? Here she was crying, Swami, I have not had darshan, and the phone rings and Swami tells on the phone, do you want to come and see me? What can you do? You can only cry, isn't it? She just started crying out of joy, and she said, but Swami, my driver is on leave. I don't know how I can come. Oh, Swami said, don't worry. If you have no car, I will send car. And Swami sent the car for her to come for darshan. And on that Thursday, which had begun as a very sorrowful Thursday, it became a day which quenched the thirst for God in a manner that she had never before experienced. That is what Swami does. It was, you pine for him, you call out him, and he will go to any extent. In those days, of course, devotees are so privileged to have such proximity with Bhagwan. But I think Bhagwan is the same. The yearning, if we have, then we will receive the grace also in a similar manner. He will fill us with joy in a manner that we would have never expected. Unexpected blessings will come from unknown corners and fill our lives with unlimited joy. That is what Sri Satya Sai is all about. Dear listeners, we'll continue this satsang in the coming episode. There are many more lovely tales from the early times. We'll continue Satyam Shivam Sundaram, this beautiful story of truth, goodness and beauty in the coming episodes of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. As always, if you have any queries, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send your comments to our WhatsApp number 9393258258. If you want to write anything personally to me, you can write to bishu@radiosai.org. If there is any manuscripts or any accounts you have of devotees of the earlier time, please feel free to share so that we will distribute those beautiful drops of nectar with everyone through Radio Sai, through the media center at Prashantinilayam. Thank you so much for being with me through this beautiful satsang. I offer my gratitude to Bhagwan from the bottom of my heart for making this session possible and for giving us this opportunity to soak ourselves in the glory of His story. Sai Ram.